We've been looking at being able to be Ahlul Jannah, those who strive to reach their full potential, and in essence what Allah wishes to be. We've concentrated on Ayah 201 of Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا عَتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَكِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. And there are some amongst them who will say, our Rabb grant us good in this world and good in the hereafter, and save us from the punishment of the fire. We've ascertained that Ahlul Jannah are multi-intelligent human beings who communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the medium of dua, and when they wish to be communicated with by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they use the Quran. These individuals also take advantage of opportunities when they come to get closer to their goal, and as Imam Ali alayhi salam has said, opportunities are like clouds, make use of them before they move away. There are certain times, places and people which have the benefit of allowing us to access divine energy with greater ease, and one of these times is the day of Friday. The night precedes the day in Islam, and therefore Friday begins at Maghrib on Thursday. The Prophet ﷺ has said, indeed the 24 hours of the night and day of Friday belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In every hour there are 600,000 opportunities of freedom from the fire. Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam says, the sunrise of Friday is better than all the other days. And the birds too, when they meet on Friday, they say peace on this righteous day. And that implication means that there is no better day than Friday as soon as it starts. He continued to say, as soon as the sun sets and Friday begins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders an angel to announce, is there any mu'min who before the night ends asks for safety in this world and peace in the hereafter so I may grant it to him or her? Is there any mu'min servant who turns to me in repentance so I may forgive him or her? Is there any mu'min servant who is in distress or seeks livelihood or seeks health in illness or freedom in captivity or gain in time of loss? I will grant him or her what is asked for if I am called upon today. Now, there are many recommended amals to be performed on Friday which can be found in books of dua. So what I'd like to list a few so that we remember. Special days merit special prayers. For example, it's recommended that as many times as possible to be able to recite Subhanallah, Wallahu Akbar, Wa La Ilaha Illallah. To recite Salawat, for example, as many times as possible. It's related from Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam that from the Asr on Friday, the angel record the thawabs of those who recite salawat on silver paper with gold pens. It's recommended to recite the surahs of Quran, in particular Bani Israel, Kahf, Naml, Sajda, Yasin, Sad, Dukhan, Waqiyah and Jumu'ah. We'll talk about Suratul Jumu'ah in a little while. It's a day to be able to pray for our mu'min brothers and sisters. There are various du'as that have been recommended to be recited, like du'a Kumail. It's recommended that before your Fajr Salah, to recite three times, Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. I seek forgiveness from Allah, He whom there is no God but He, the ever-living, the ever-present, and I turn towards Him. It's recommended to eat a pomegranate on Friday if possible. The ghusl of Jumu'ah, highly recommended. The Prophet ﷺ said to Imam Ali, Ya Ali, perform the ghusl on Friday, even if it means that by purchasing the water you will have to give up a day's food, for there is no better good deed than it. To cut your nails, to trim your hair, to wear neat clean clothes, to apply perfume, because this is a day of Eid. To utilize the time in learning about religion, to remember those who have left this world from amongst your relations, and be able to do something good for them. reciting Surah Al-Ikhlas 100 times if you wish your memory to be good. In other words, if you want memory retention to be improved, then recite Ayatul Kursi as many times as possible, from Fajr to Dhuhr on Friday. There was and obviously Friday prayer, extremely important. There was a man who came to the Prophet ﷺ and said, "We live far from the town and cannot attend Friday Salah. Is there anything I can do at home?" And the Prophet said, "When the sun rises, perform 2 rakats of Salah. In the first rakat, recite Surah Al-Falaq 7 times after Surah Al-Fatiha. In the second rakat, recite Surah Al-Nas 7 times after Surah Al-Fatiha. And when you've completed that, recite Ayatul Kursi 7 times. After that, the Prophet said, perform 8 rakats of Salah in units of 4, and in each one recite Surah Al-Ikhlas 25 times after Surah Al-Hamd. And when you have finished, 70 times recite Subhanallah, Rabbil Arsh Al-Kareem, Wala Hawla Wala Quwwata Illa Billah Al-Ali Al-Azim. And he told the man that there was nobody who, after performing the Salah, would not be guaranteed Jannah, and they would not rise from the Salah until their sins were forgiven. When you finish Salatul Jumu'ah or your Asr Salah today, 70 times recite Astaghfirullah wa Atubu Ilay. I seek forgiveness from Allah and I turn repentant towards Him. These are the recommendations for this day. But I'd like to today look at Suratul Jumu'ah so we can try and maybe understand it a little bit. Suratul Jumu'ah is Surah number 62, recommended to be recited on Friday, during the night of Friday, the first rakah of Fajr Salah on Friday, and in Salatul Jumu'ah. But if you cannot manage that, at least try and recite it once. It's recited for safety for the week. If you recite it morning and evening every day, it'll keep you or protect you from the whisperings of shaitan, the agitation you feel inside, the discomfort. Surah starts, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, يُصَبِّحُ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ الْمَلِكِ الْقُدُّوسِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَكِيمِ. Whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth declares the glory of Allah, the King, the Holy, the Mighty, the Wise. Sabaha means to swim. Subhan, glorification, is when you swim in the thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that whatever is in the heavens and the earth, they are actually swimming in the thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And who is He? He is the King. He's the Malik. And then He says Aziz. He says Quddus, the Holy, flawless. The Aziz, the Mighty, and the Wise. These are 4 asma' that we need to ponder on. We've looked at Asma'ul Husna. Inshallah, we will repeat the series at some stage so we can understand them a little bit more. Allah continues to say, هُوَ الَّذِي, it is He who, بَعْثَ فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ, He has raised amongst the inhabitants of Makkah a Rasul, a messenger. يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ, who recites to them His signs, His communications, وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ, and purifies them, وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابُ وَالْحِكْمَةُ, and teaches them the book and the wisdom. وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ذَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ, although before that they were in clear error. Let's look at some of the words. Who is Ummi? Because the Prophet was known as Ummi. Ummi is an inhabitant of Ummul Qura. Ummul Qura is a name given to Makkah. Very often I read in some books that Ummi actually means illiterate. Well, maybe in the language it does. But for the Prophet, it meant one who was an inhabitant of Ummul Qura, or one who was not taught how to read and write by human elements. He was divinely taught. It incenses me when people say, but the Prophet did not know how to read and write. Just let's think for a minute that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first ayah that was revealed of Suratul Alaq, Iqra, read, would Allah ask His messenger to read when he did not know how to read? We need to think. We need to understand what we're saying. If you wish to use the word ummi as one who does not know how to read and write, with the Prophet, yes, he was not taught by any human element. it was divinely taught. So there is this prophet. Allah says he raises amongst the inhabitants of Makkah a messenger who recites to them his communications, who purifies them, who teaches them the book and the wisdom. And before that they were in clear error. This is an exact reply to the dua of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, Ayah 129. Look at the dua, it is a reflection of this. There is Prophet Ibrahim saying, رَبَّنَا وَبْعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ. Our Rabb, raise up in them a messenger from them, يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ, who shall recite to them your communications. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْقِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ, and teach them the book and the wisdom. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ, and purify them. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ, indeed you are mighty and wise. Then he says, وَآخَرِينَ مِنْهُمْ لَمَّا يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ, and others from amongst them who have not yet joined them, and he is the mighty and the wise. So this is talking about all of us who weren't present there, but we too are by this messenger. Still, he still recites his communications to us. He still purifies us. He still teaches us the book and the wisdom through his sunnah. And Allah says, ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ, this is the great grace of Allah. يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءَ, he grants to whoever he pleases. وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ, and Allah is the Lord of mighty grace. When Rasulullah was asked about the eye of others not yet joined them, he placed his hands on Salman al-Farsi's shoulder and said, even if Iman was near the pleas, people from amongst them would surely find it. I mentioned before, if the student is ready, the teacher always appears. That is a law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives an example. He says, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ حُمِّلُوا التَّوْرَاةَ, the likeness of those who were charged with the Torah, who were given the Torah as a responsibility. لَمْ يَحْمِلُوهَا, they did not observe that responsibility. He says, كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ, they are the likeness of the donkeys. يَحْمِلُوا أَسْفَارَ, who bear books or magazines. سَمَثَلُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَحْدِي الْقَوْمُ الظَّالِمِينَ, evil is the likeness of the people who reject the communications of Allah, and Allah does not guide the unjust people. Now, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the Bani Israel who were entrusted with the Torah through Prophet Musa alayhi salam. They added their own customs, distorted it, corrupting their thoughts and thinking themselves as the chosen ones of Allah to be the exclusive bearers of the divine law. They also thought they were exempt from any punishment. They held the Torah, but they failed to act upon its teachings. And thus Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives this simile to the donkey who bears a burden but does not act on it. But the same example applies to us as Muslims. If we have the Quran with us but do not act on its teaching, if we only open it on the occasional wedding or death and leave it on our shelves, maybe waiting for the month of Ramadan, then we are doing exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says happened to the Bani Israel. And then Allah gives a challenge. He says, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ حَادُوا, say, O you who are Jews, إِنْ زَعَمْتُمْ أَنَّكُمْ أَوْلِيَاءَ لِلَّهِ مِنْ دُونِ النَّاسِ فَتَمَنَّوُ الْمَوْتَ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ, if you think that you are the favorites of Allah to the exclusion of other people, then invoke death if you are truthful. The ayah is a challenge to those who claim to be special ones. One who loves and submits to Allah will naturally want to be nearer him. The ayah shows how one who loves Allah and submits to him totally does not fear death but rather longs for it. There is when Imam Ali alayhi salam said, indeed the son of Abi Talib is more familiar to death than the baby with its mother's breast. Are we prepared for death? It's actually waking us up. And Allah says very clearly, he says, وَلَا يَتَمَنَّوْنَهُ عَبْدًا بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِالظَّالِمِينَ, and they will never invoke it because of what their hands have sent before, and Allah is aware of the unjust. The ayah declares that they will not wish for death because of the corruption of the scriptures that they did with their own hands. He continues to mention death. He says, قُلْ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تُفِرُّونَ مِنُّ فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ ثُمَّ تُرَدُّونَ إِلَى عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ, say, as for the death from which you run away, it will surely overtake you. Then you will be sent back to the knower of the unseen and the seen, and he will inform you of that which you did. In Surah An-Nisa, Allah says, wherever you are, death will overtake you, even if you're in strong and lofty towers. We're born with the sentence of death around our necks. There is no escaping it. So we've got to live up to who we are, because otherwise we'll be told, this is who you were. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concentrates on the Friday and he says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, إِذَا نُوْدِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ فَاسْأَوْ إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَذِرُ الْبَيْءِ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. O you who believe, when the call is made for prayers on Friday, hasten to the remembrance of Allah and leave off trading. That is better for you if only you knew. Jumu'ah means congregation, a day of, or rather a weekly demonstration of brotherhood of Islam and the unity of believers. Daily prayers are said individually or in the local mosque. On Jumu'ah, within the radius of about 5 miles, is one congregational prayer. Twice a year on Eid, Muslims of a whole city meet, and once a year the International Assembly of Muslims is at Makkah for Hajj. The call for Friday is amazing. The first Jumu'ah prayers were held at Quba, about 3.5 miles from Medina. When the Prophet arrived there on his way from Makkah during Hijrah, he arranged for the building of a mosque, delivered a sermon, and offered the Friday prayers before proceeding to Medina. It is superior to all the days of the week, and any good done on this day, as we saw in the hadith, has manifold reward. And then Allah says, فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. But when the prayer is ended, then disperse in the land and seek the fadl, the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember him a lot so that you may be successful. You're advised to seek grace, which means visiting others, other people in faith, visiting the sick, seeing to the needs of the needy, doing good to others, and more so learning, using your time for knowledge. Imam Ja'far Sadiq al-Islam says, charity on Friday is rewarded by Allah 1,000 times. And the last ayah then says, وَإِذَا رَعَوْا تِجَارَةً أَوْ لَحْوًا انْفَضُّوا إِلَيْهَا وَتَرَكُوكَ قَائِمًا قُلْ مَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ مِنَ اللَّحْوِ وَمِنَ التِّجَارَةِ Allahu khayru raziqeen. And when they see goods or merchandise or sport, they break going towards it and leaving you. They break through. O Muhammad, they leave you standing. Say, what is with Allah is better than sports and merchandise, and Allah is the best of providers. Historically, when the Prophet once was praying the Friday prayers, a caravan entered the town beating drums and announcing its arrival. And Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari, the companion of the Prophet, said, everybody left and there were only 12 people standing behind the Prophet. They ran to do business with the caravan. And when thrice the people behaved in this way, this ayah was revealed. It advises us not to get distracted by amusement or business at the cost of our duty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because he says, what is with me is far better, because I am the best of sustainers. I know I am your creator. So, in short, that is Surah Al-Jumu'ah. If nothing else, you cannot recite it within the Salah because you don't know it, you haven't memorized it, at least to try and recite the Surah today by looking. It's amazing. The effects it has in your life are absolutely amazing.